or more properly, an Article 5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very weary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, it's a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 Constitutional Convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Well, this is your country boy here, James Kelso, coming to you live, and I have to give out the call-out number pretty soon. But first, I want to thank our special guest, Mark Weber, the director of the Institute for Historical Review. I apologize, Mark, for keeping you through that long break, but I didn't feel that in the few seconds we had there before the break started that we had enough time to direct people to your website, which is ihr.org, and to let them know what you're up to in the coming weeks and months and what your plans are for IHR. So if you could just give us another minute to expound, Mark, on where you're going with IHR and upcoming events.
Well, we will be continuing on basically as we have. However, we have some other projects in the pipeline that I'm not going to talk about right now, but we'll be announcing those fairly soon that I think are encouraging and gratifying as well. But above all, I do urge listeners to check out the website if they're not already familiar with it, and to sign up if they have email capacity for our IHR news and comment bulletins, which, as I say, we distribute several times a week. And anyway, we're carrying on basically as we have. And above all, I think that the great task that we have is to reach especially younger people. And I've been very encouraged by the many discussions I had in meetings and talks with especially younger people in Europe, who understand many of these things much better. One of the most encouraging things of all is this heightened sense of where we are, because the political, economic, social situation is so obviously wrong and out of kilter that many more people are willing to question long-held assumptions in a way that was not true anywhere near to this level when, Jamie, you and I were younger. And we're living just in a very, very different world than we did 20 or 30 years ago. And never before, as a result, have so many Americans felt as anxious and as gloomy and as pessimistic about the future. But that's an enormous opportunity, I think, for us, because what we can do is provide focus and clarity and understanding about why this is happening and where we should go from here in a way that the establishment educational leaders and certainly the establishment politicians are unable to do. That's why alternative media like Republic Broadcasting and what you're doing and what the IHR is doing is more important than ever, because we must and should be giving an alternative enlightened, truthful understanding of where we are and where we're going in a way that the establishment is simply not able to do.
And one thing, Mark, that you and I have as a duty, that you do so well, is to lift the morale, especially of the young people. And Mark and I are a little bit older. What Mark said is very true. He and I can reassure you younger people that what we seek is possible, that it can be done, because Mark and I have both lived there. We grew up there. We were born there. We were born in an America that was 90% European. And it really was. I'm not making that up. And it was a very different world. It had been stably 90% European ever since the Immigration and Quota Acts of 1920 and 1924, signed by Calvin Coolidge. That America is one that we remember. And so we're able to reassure you younger folks, if we did it, if we were already there, we've done it before, and we can return to that wonderful America.
Well, I would caution, though, Jamie, that I don't want to return to that America, because that America was very, very flawed. There were very, very serious problems, because the America we have today is the consequence of what we've inherited from our grandparents and so forth. I think that one of the biggest problems in our country is that for so many years, we took so much for granted. We squandered so many opportunities. And it's very important that we not just return to what we have, that we build a much more solid foundation for the future.
Very sage words. And I almost set you up to say that, Mark.
Well, we've gone over this. It's the difference between people who are merely conservative and people who are, you might say, fundamentalist. Because conservatives who want to simply dial back the clock to 1970 or 1960, I think make a huge mistake. The America we have today is the consequence of that. Younger people are right when they say it's our generation who screwed up things so badly and have created the world that we have, and the even more daunting and horrifying prospect of the world that's coming in the years ahead.
Yeah, and we older guys, and I'm proud to say that, we older guys, I'm 66 now, we are doing our best to motivate you younger guys who are going to be carrying the torch when we falter, and onto success. And yes, and I do believe, I think that there's so many things. I like what Jared Taylor says, Mark, that, you know, we have so many things against us and we're climbing such a steep hill. However, having the truth on your side is pretty important. Having science on your side is pretty valuable. Having justice and morality on your side is pretty darn powerful. And having history, that's where you come in, Mark, having history on your side. These are very powerful things. And so I'm not gloomy at all, and I know you're a very optimistic person, Mark. You always come across as being optimistic and hopeful, and you're always leaning forward into the future. So it's a privilege every time I get a chance to talk to you. I'm so happy to get a call back from you earlier today. I look forward, Mark. I hope you'll be able to appear on our show here soon again.
Thank you very much, Jamie, for having me on. It's a pleasure, of course, and I'm very happy to always be back in touch with you. And I salute the good work that you've done for so many years. Very, very few people with your level of dedication, which is really crucially important.
Well, thank you so much, Mark. Good luck with your meeting next week.
Okay.
Well, folks, that was a very special appearance by Mark Weber. And the, you know, those of us who are a little bit prominent in the Patriot movement today, and let me exclude myself from the ranks of folks like Mark Weber, we all of us, yearn for the day when we can slip into obscurity, and there will be so many dozens and hundreds of extraordinary patriots, more talented than we are, and even more energetic than we are, that we can that we aren't as desperately needed as we are today. And that applies to you folks out there also who support this show and support the Republic Broadcasting, support the American Freedom Party. You are pioneers. And what you may think of as the little that you can do actually is very, very big. So thank you very much. And of course, you too yearn for the day when your little bit of help won't be, in fact, crucial. But it is crucial now. You are like, I like what, I'll compliment Jared Taylor again. What he said at Budapest, and I'm trying to remember now, let's see if I can remember the, he mentioned four events in history. I'll remember a little during the break. I'll come back and give you those four events. Stay tuned.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware.
Thank you, folks, for tuning in. This is Jamie Kelso, your host on the American Freedom Party Report. I've kept someone waiting here way too long, and I've got those four historical events that I'm going to remember for you in just a moment. The fourth one came to me just now, and so stay tuned for that. But Bubba Scout, you've been waiting and holding. Thank you so much for your patience. What have you got on your mind?
Hey, Charman, we like him and what he said, but what he has to realize, we must right now, get rid of Hollywood United Nations. We heard right on the internet, just blatantly telling us, by the middle of this 20th century, only mixed race will be born. Yeah, there might be a few that'll be Caucasian only, but that's not far off, and that's what we're facing. And we have this program approved by the United States Army War College. You paid for it. It's under Bubba Scout Reb. There's 13,000 links with our name, and we're transmitted by the United States Defense Intelligence Agency. You want us, the teams, to go now. We got to get rid of this Hollywood United Nations. Remember, right to the point of what he said just a few minutes ago, this is Woodstock Nation. United States is sliding through the mud of Woodstock, and they don't even know they're getting wet.
Right, exactly. Bubba Scout, we have to wake people up, and it's on many fronts, and of course it'll be a wonderful... You know, when the Europeans awaken, we're slow to awaken. Rudyard Kipling wrote a poem on this in a book he published in 1915 called Beginnings, and he mentioned that when the Anglo finally awakens, he's a force to be reckoned with, and we will be. I'm very confident that we're going to come back very strong. Yes, sir.
Hey, 703. 697.
Bubba, let's not give out a phone number here on the air, but thank you very much for your thoughts. And yes, we got to get rid of the UN. Actually, the first Patriot activity I ever was involved with, which was didn't go far enough, but I started out as a member of the John Birch Society, and that was our bumper sticker. We all had that on our cars, that bumper sticker, get the U.S. out of the UN, and get the UN out of the U.S. So thank you, Bubba, for calling, and I hope to hear from you again soon. Folks, I haven't even given the call-in number on the show here. It's 800-313-9443. Maybe we'll be able to take some more calls. 800-313-9443. It's amazing how fast 2 hours goes. We had all too little time to talk to Paul Fromm, all too little to talk to Mark Weber. And let me remember those four historical sites for you. Jared Taylor in his speech, and I just found an interesting note from Jared, a very important note. I'm going to read that to you as well. But he closed his speech by saying, and you have to listen to the audio version because it's a little bit different from the printed version that's online. The printed version is one that he you can tell he printed that out before he spoke. But then he's such a good extemporizer. He extemporized a little bit during his speech, so the actual spoken speech is even more eloquent than the written text that he wrote out in advance. But Jared said, at the end, he said, this is Thermopylae. This is, we're speaking about the impasse that we're in right now, the historic moment that we are, that you and I are caught in right now, which is both terrifying and it's also exciting that we are lucky enough to be here, that we are holding the torch at the crucial moment. So he says, for us right now, this is Thermopylae, this is Poitiers, this is the Siege of Malta, this is Blood River. Now let's test my memory here of dates. I'm going to get these a little bit wrong. Maybe a caller can help me. But these four events were four key events in the defense of Western man. Had the heroes present at those four events faltered, had lost their courage, we might not be talking here in English on this radio show. We might not look the way we do. We might have been wiped out. At Thermopylae, the Persians were intent on massively invading Europe. Leonidas, 300 Spartans, and little-known 700 thespians that also chose to stand with the Spartans, even though they were asked by Leonidas to leave, to go back to their town, to defend their town. They chose instead to stay with the Spartans and die. So those 1,000 incredible men died at Thermopylae and did so much to save Western man. Poitiers, Thermopylae was in the 5th century B.C. I'll just venture a guess, about 450 B.C. Poitiers, I think, was 732 A.D. And at that event, Charles Martel, a single individual, a man like Jared Taylor, had managed to train some infantry that could dare to stop the heavy Arab cavalry, which had theretofore been unstoppable. And they did stop that. They inflicted a severe defeat on the advancing Arabs who were headed into the center of Europe, had already taken almost all of Spain. The Siege of Malta, it's about 1572 AD, that the Knights of Malta stopped the Ottomans and their effort to terrorize Europe and to take Europe. And then the final event, Blood River, the number 1838 comes to mind. That was the fight in which, I'm trying to remember the numbers, but something like 400 Boer Voortrekkers, these incredible, patriotic, brave people who built the original South Africa, they stopped 20,000 Zulus, they only had two wounded. And inflicted incredible casualties on the Zulus at a key battle, Blood River. Again, where courage meant everything. All these forces faced impossible odds. And it may be daunting for us today. We may feel this is overwhelming, but actually I think our situation for one of us is not as desperate as any of the men who were at those four battles. And yet they did not falter, and we certainly cannot. Those are our ancestors. We are answerable to them and to their memory. Let me see here. I've got a message here coming. I bet it's from my engineer. Okay, I've got a message here from the previous caller. Thank you for that message. And we've got Blue in Tennessee. Blue, are you there?
I'm here. Let me start this out by just simply stating, I knew the moment that I gave birth, that I had given birth to the most, or would be by the time he was grown, the most discriminated against child on the face of the earth. He was tow-headed, blonde-haired, giant curls, and blue eyes, and he happened to be Caucasian. So I knew that coming from the beginning, that this was something that I would have to deal with within my lifetime.
Well, now, Blue, you know, a great part of a good, a really a wonderful percentage of America is, like areas in North Dakota here, are very, very white. Let me, if you'll hold on, Blue, we're going to come back to Blue in Tennessee right after this break, folks.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
I have a testimony about a wonderful heart drop bar. I ended up at Mayo Clinic, just had an awful time with angina and related problems to my heart problem. I remembered that I'd run out of heart drops and had reordered. And when I started taking them again, all these problems went away. And I just want to say how great these heart drops are. I'd recommend them to anyone.
I had my last heart attack in August, and I was having some form of angina pain pretty well every day. And then since I started taking it, I haven't had any angina pain at all. You know, I'm satisfied.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. herbalhealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Thanks for tuning in, folks. You're listening to the American Freedom Party Report. I'm Jamie Kelso, your host, and the website that you want to look at to find out more about our American Freedom Party is theamericanfreedomparty.us. Include the article "the" at the beginning of that URL, theamericanfreedomparty.us. Please consider becoming a member of the American Freedom Party. We are doing what our European cousins have been doing for a longer period, that is organizing politically, so that to gain that credibility with our people, we're showing that we have a political opposition, that we are able to use our system to resist. We only have a half an hour left in the show here. We have Blue on from Tennessee. And Blue, you were talking about the difficulty of raising white kids in a multiracial setting. So please continue, but I wanted to ask you how white was the area that you were living in?
Oh, well, I'm in East Tennessee, so we were primarily dominated by those of Caucasian.
Yes, that part of the world. I used to live in East Tennessee in Claiborne County in New Tazewell, and that was one of the real delights of living in Eastern Tennessee. Is the demographics. That was a that is, it was for me one of the years I lived there, but it is a place that we can call home. And there are places like that. There are large areas, big places like that in the U.S. Jared Taylor mentioned that our current percentage of the population here in the U.S. is 62 or 63%. This is, of course, people have to estimate now because the government lies so thoroughly. But, you know, if we are about a little less than two-thirds of the population, there are parts of the country that are overwhelmingly European. And these areas, the chairman of the American Freedom Party, William Daniel Johnson, has a radio show called The Ethno State, and I was privileged to be able to host it for him yesterday. And the ethno state is a term coined by Wilmot Robertson, who wrote a book entitled The Ethno State. And the idea there is to return to something that all of us came from. All of our ancestors came from ethno states. My Swedish ancestors, my Norwegian ancestors, my Scottish ancestors, my Welsh ancestors, my Huguenot ancestors, my Dutch ancestors, my Norman ancestors, all of them, and that's sort of a summary there, my English ancestors, don't want to leave them out on the Mayflower, those ancestors came from ethno states. That is Wales, Scotland, Sweden, the Pas-de-Calais in northern France. Those were demographically, ethnically homogeneous places and had been for thousands of years. And that was the key to... And we have places like that in America. And an important thing to remember, Blue, about America is something Tom Sunick reminds us about constantly. We are, for whatever our liabilities are here, we... approximately 200 million Europeans in America are by far the largest homogeneous, that is unified and vastly similar to each other, body of Europeans in the world. So
I will be sure, but that was not the reason that I had called in.
Okay, but go ahead. Okay. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. It's so easy to take a subject and go off on it because there's so many different aspects that you have to hit. But then I was blessed enough to have a beautiful balancing baby girl who is as Caucasian can be. And so I started comparing apples to oranges and the way that they would grow up. Both are brilliant and but play multiple instruments, da-da-da-da-da. And I've never had an issue with ethnicity. But the reason I bring this simply up is because I've listened to your show repeatedly, and I can tell you that I would not want to be an Irish woman. I would not want to be a female that lives in Italy. Even in some parts of England, France, because even to this day, women are considered secondary human beings. And every time that I hear you talk about us in a group of ethnic people, but then you always veer off to embracing the males in your community. Well, unfortunately, I married an idiot. So I have had to be not only the mother, but the father of my family. And would they trade it? No, they wouldn't. Because I was able to stand my ground, not be afraid, and be a, I guess you would call it a horrible, horrible feminist woman. And
well,
by God, I'm white, too.
Yeah, well, Blue, now, you know, on the feminist question, which is a fascinating question, you know, I'm up to my eyeballs in the study of ancestry, and I use a website called Ancestry.com, which I highly recommend to anybody. Boy, is it worth immersing yourself in this. To find out the wonderful, Blue, it'll be true of you, of anybody hearing my words. If you are a European, your ancestry, let me tell you, I already know your ancestry. That's right. It's glorious. It's wonderful. And it's all there in Ancestry.com. And the interesting thing, Blue, when you get into this, you realize, you know what? Half of my ancestors are women, and half of my ancestors are men. And I can also know that about everybody out there. I can guarantee it. And the more ancestors you bring into your family tree, the more it's true. You will get to that ineluctable point. Half of your ancestors, those glorious ancestors, are women, and half of them are men. And nothing, you know, the whole process of evolution and of biology itself, this wonderful miracle requires that we have, you know, this, you know, all mammals have this division into the male and female genders. And we have wonderful biological differences that complement each other, that have proved to be the key to our survival. You know, so the whole feminist issue of pitting the genders against each other is such a false, it's such a false flag. It's such a, it's so unnecessary, and it's so divisive. The, you know,
it is and it isn't. Because if you go back to Ancestry.com, you'll see how many women survived because they were at home taking care of the children. Because the males decided that they had to go out and fight.
But this is the, one of the follies.
Ridiculous things. But
Blue, the overwhelming message that you get as you study your ancestry is that all those men and all those women, they fought and they struggled together. And, all the little, frictions and so on that we all have in life, those are as nothing compared to the fact that our women were glorious, our men were glorious. And the proof of this is that we are here in our hundreds of millions with our having invented all of science, having invented all of engineering, having created all of the medical, all, not some, all of the medical miracles. Having come up with all of the great institutions of constitutionality, of the whole institution of free speech is entirely lock, stock, and barrel created by Western man and woman. And Blue, thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for raising a really interesting question that's worthy of a whole show in itself. Now let me try to, in the remaining minutes of the show, let me cover a few interesting things that came up this week and that are in my in-basket. The phone lines are still open. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. The spirit moves you to call in. And let me just check with my engineer here and make sure I've got the queue empty. Good deal. Pat Buchanan wrote an interesting column. I follow Pat Buchanan because he's, we talked about, Mark and I talked about the older folks. Pat's even older than Mark and I. And what's true for Mark and I is even truer for Pat Buchanan. That is, he is in his last roundup. He is on the last lap of his amazing career and his huge influence over millions of people. And so he knows, we know that he knows what's going on. And we know that he knows it's about the dispossessed majority, the ethnic cleansing, the dispossession, the demographic overwhelming of our people. So I'm going to talk about that just a bit after this break, and I'll even bring you a little William Butler Yeats to back up the point. Stay tuned.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or US. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF PO Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Hope these wars are over soon. These perpetual wars for perpetual peace that we have going on, most of them at the behest of the great manipulator of American politics, which is the Zionists of the State of Israel. Well, Pat Buchanan wrote a column. I was talking about him a moment ago. He wrote a column, his latest column, I think it is, and it's entitled Things Fall Apart. Does that phrase ring a bell? You've heard it before. If you're a Joni Mitchell fan, you've heard it in her, I think the title of her song. I love the music of Joni Mitchell. I think the title of the song is Slouching Toward Bethlehem. And But she took that from The Second Coming by William Butler Yeats, who he said, turning, he wrote, Yeats lived in 1865 to 1939, he wrote, turning and turning in the widening gyre, the falcon cannot hear the falconer. Things fall apart, the center cannot hold. Mere anarchy is loosed upon the world. The blood-dimmed tide is loosed, and everywhere the ceremony of innocence is drowned. The best lack all convictions, while the worst are full of passionate intensity. Surely some revelation is at hand. And he ends it this way. The darkness drops again, but now I know that 20 centuries of stony sleep were vexed to nightmare by a rocking cradle, and what rough beast, its hour come round at last, slouches towards Bethlehem to be born. And William Butler Yeats was writing about the sort of experience that Europeans had in World War I of tremendous demoralization caused by the slaughter of our catastrophic wars. The best lack all convictions, while the worst are full of passionate intensity. Well, Pat Buchanan, that's the title of his latest column, and he ends it this way. He said, when this writer was 3 years old, the Empire of Japan devastated battleship row of the U.S. Pacific Fleet at Pearl Harbor. Before I was 7, General MacArthur was in an office in Tokyo, overlooking the Imperial Palace, dictating to a shattered Japan. He's talking about how what that America that he remembers, Pat Buchanan, I think is now about 85, he's in his 80s, he's remembering that America that Mark Weber and I remember, only he remembers even farther back. He remembers when the America First Committee was in existence. But then he comes to the end, he talks about the demoralization of America. And he says, such events have contributed to a collapse of confidence among Americans in the competency of their leaders and their government. Large majorities now believe America is heading downhill, that the future will not be as good as the past, that we are going in the wrong direction. Malaise pervades the republic. And there are larger reasons for these sentiments. He talks about our recent wars. Already Americans are asking, I'm skipping, why is this our war? Of course it's not, it's Israel's. He talks about stagnating wages. America has run uninterrupted trade deficits totaling more than $10 trillion in recent years. Our manufacturing base has been hollowed out, with Detroit as Exhibit A. We outsource our future by borrowing from China to buy from China. We borrow from Japan and Europe to defend Japan and Europe, though World War II has been over for 70 years. Our infrastructure is crumbling. U.S. children fall lower and lower in international competition. And the racial divide in academic performances has never closed, despite an investment of trillions in education over half a century. It's a very daring statement by Buchanan there. He sometimes makes very brave statements. Even Joe Biden calls LaGuardia a third world airport. Oh, shame on you, Joe Biden, for using that racist term. And then he says, our political, racial, and cultural clashes traceable to conflicts created by the revolutions of the 1960s are daily magnified and exacerbated by cable TV, the internet, and social media. And then he quotes Yeats, things fall apart, the center cannot hold. Mere anarchy is loosed upon the world. And then here's his closing sentence. He says, Claire Booth Luce put it another way. She said, in this world, she said, there are two kinds of people, optimists and pessimists. Quote, the pessimists are better informed, unquote. Now, you know, that's, I think, maybe a little insight into Pat Buchanan's personality. Maybe he, at bottom, is something of a pessimist. And maybe that's why he has not done more than he has done. and spoken out more clearly. I'm an optimist. Mark Weber's an optimist. The members of the board of directors of the American Freedom Party are optimists. And we are, we know we can win. And that's the kind of folks, that's the sort of folks that are in this audience. And that's the sort of folks that were at Thermopylae and Poitiers and the Siege of Malta and Blood River. Those folks knew that they could, even dying in their fight, they won because they fought. So that is the situation that we are in. I'm glad any time to get a little chance to read a little William Butler Yeats on this high-class show that we run here. We're going to run out of time here, and I don't like it when I get caught by the closing music, so I'm going to give myself a little more time here to close out the show and thank all of you for listening. To recap, we got to hear from the extraordinary international advisor of the American Freedom Party, Mr. Paul Fromm, who is at the European American Heritage Festival in Pulaski, Tennessee, right now as we speak. He's probably himself giving his address. We got to hear the stentorian tones of Mr. Mark Weber, who does a lot of speaking, and folks, it shows in the way he talks on the radio. What an orator. I've sort of watched that evolution occur over the years. Mark has just simply become a better and better spokesman for our cause. We got to hear from Mark Weber, who is the director of the Institute for Historical Review out in Southern California. Their website is ihr.org. Please go there, add that to your favorites. Please communicate with Paul Fromm. He is at paul@paulfromm.com. And things I wanted to talk about tonight but I didn't get a chance to talk about include a wonderful review of the book we talked about last week with our special guest, historian Thomas Goodrich. Thank you, Tom, if you're out there. His book, Hellstorm. You want to get a copy of Hellstorm. And, shucks, I don't have in front of me his PayPal address where you can get a copy for $20. My gosh, I'm just going to look around here in case I see that PayPal address here in the next few seconds. But I got my copy, and we'll be talking more about it. But my good friend, Dr. Nelson Rossett, reviews Hellstorm in the latest pages of the OccidentalObserver.net, Dr. Kevin McDonald's webzine. So you want to go there, look for the Nelson Rossett, R-O-S-I-T, review, a very positive review of Hellstorm by Nelson Rossett. I wanted to read some of that to you on the air tonight, but we just are not going to have time. So you can do that on your own. It's such a good review. I hit the print button on my printer, not realizing it was going to print all the comments as well, so I heard my printer going on interminably, wiping out my ink supply, but it's because so many people have commented on Nelson Rossett's review, which came out October 21st. Thanks to everybody for tuning in. We'll see you again next week here on the American Freedom Party Report. So long for now.
Financial uncertainty.